I haven't been to the gym in months. This is Chris Johnson. I have a gym membership to the Y, but I haven't gone to the fucking Y since early March. I was there the very fucking last day before they shut down for however fucking many months they shut down. The fucking Y is open again. I just haven't gone back to the Y. The reason is, it's a pain in the ass in there now. There's 8,000 fucking restrictions and guidelines, and I don't want to fucking touch anybody. I don't want to touch the equipment. I don't want to put my hands on the fucking rags and the fucking sanitizer and the spray bottles that they have there. I don't want to fucking walk around there wearing a mask. It's just a gigantic pain in the ass. The reason I went to the fucking Y is because of the indoor track, and it's been nice enough outside that I've just run outside every goddamn day from fucking March till now, so I haven't needed that. So I'm still getting that workout in, and I was, listen to this shit. You want to hear? Want to hear how fucking clever I am? Fucking MacGyvering my goddamn workouts. So for the first few months of the pandemic, I just took those gallon milk jugs and I filled them up with water after I was done with the milk, of course. And I was just using those as weights. I was doing fucking curls and like fucking rows and shit with those and fucking shoulder raises and shit. And I'm doing push-ups, a lot of push-ups around the house for chest. I mean, you can get a full body workout in with push-ups and some milk jugs. My mom has been cleaning out the basement. Just getting rid of a whole bunch of old shit. When my douchebag father left, he left a fucking ton of his junk down there. And she's just been in the process of like getting rid of junk and just cleaning stuff. So there's a couple weight benches down there. And she's like, you want some of these weights? I don't want a full fucking weight bench in my apartment. I'm on like an upstairs apartment. And I don't really know if I'd have like place for like a weight bench. But I took a lot of the dumbbells and like a bar. So now instead of using fucking milk jugs and cartons and shit, I can just use actual real fucking weights. So I'll still do push-ups and shit for chest, but I can do a fucking back workout now, goddammit, with actual real weights. I'd prefer to go to the gym still, I guess, just because I can lift heavier weights and shit. But fuck it, I'm fine. I'm fine, I'm healthy. My workouts are still getting taken care of, so I don't give a shit. I'm getting my work in. But like, the weights were downstairs in the basement for a long time. So they're all fucking dirty and dusty and grimy and shit. And I, in the fucking best of times, I'm kind of a fucking germaphobe. Like, ah, fuck, I gotta take these weights in my house. They got my fucking basement germs on them. They're all dusty and shitty. I didn't want to clean them at my mom's place. Because then it's going to fucking take a long time. And I don't want my mom to help. Because she would have helped. But I don't want to make her fucking clean the goddamn weights. She's giving the weights to me. So I'll just like, you know what? Let's just put these weights in the trunk. She helped me carry them out there. I'll clean them in the trunk of my car. There's my plan. Clean the weights in the trunk of my car before I move them into my apartment. And that was my idea. So in typical Chris Johnson fashion, the weights stayed in the back of my fucking car for like 2 weeks. Like I knew they were back there. I knew what to fucking bring them in. I was just like, you know what? No, I don't feel like doing it today. And I went like 2 weeks like that. And then finally I was like, motherfucker, I gotta get these goddamn weights out of here. Plus I wanted to start using them because I started using the fucking milk jugs. But I also didn't want to clean them back there in the middle of the day. You know, have people look out the window like, what the fuck's that asshole doing in his goddamn trunk? So I was gonna do it at night. So one day I went out there, just decided, fuck it, I'm gonna get all this stuff taken care of now. It was dark out, which fuck, it gets dark so fucking early now. So it wasn't like overnight because like people were out and about. So maybe like 10, 11 o'clock. The problem was like people kept like walking up to me and like offering assistance and shit. Like I don't want anybody's fucking help doing fucking anything. And I don't know what the fuck you think I'm doing. Like I'm in the trunk. Like somebody walked up, some fucking woman walked up. I don't know who the fuck she is. She's like, she must be fucking somebody that lives in this building or something. Cause I see her from time to time and she doesn't live here. And she drives like this weird like Bronco. I think it's a Bronco. I don't know. It looks like the car that fucking OJ drove in a slow speed chase, but it's got like different color doors. Like it's got like, oh, it's white. It's all fucked up. It's a fucked up car is what I'm saying. So she walks up to me and she's like, hey, I'm listening to like fucking podcasts and shit. I got like Windex and like fucking rags. I'm just wiping down these weights. Probably look ridiculous. I'm like, what? She's like, you okay? I was like, yeah, what the fuck? Like, what do you mean? She's like, I thought you needed a jump. I'm in the trunk. God damn it. She's like, oh, okay. Like she like had the conversation with herself. Like she thought I needed a jump. And instead of just looking and realizing I was in the goddamn trunk, she decided to say, hello, what's up? And I said, hey. And then she's like, I thought you needed a jump. Like, you don't need to tell me everything that's in your fucking head. Just cause that thought popped into your head, you feel the need to tell a stranger that you thought I needed a jump. Like if I thought somebody needed a jump, first off, I wouldn't give them a jump because I don't know who the fuck they are. I don't trust anybody. Number two, if I thought like, hey, I think that guy needs a jump, I wouldn't just like walk up and be like, hey bro, I thought you needed a jump, and then just drive away. Like, what the fuck is that? Then, like, she couldn't leave well enough alone. She, like, got in her car, and then she got on again. She was like, do you need any help? What? What are you talking about? I'm cleaning weights back here. Would you, like, picture me. Long hair, bushy fucking beard that I haven't fucking trimmed. I gotta fucking trim this shit. At 11 o'clock at night, just in his trunk and shit. She's like, you want me to get a flashlight for you? There's a fucking light back here. I'm like, I'm not putting together a fucking puzzle or anything like that. What do I need light for? I got fucking Windex and a rag and I'm cleaning weights. It's ridiculous. Let me clean these goddamn weights. It's annoying. So no, I don't want a fucking flashlight. I don't need a jump. I should just have to fucking turn down your help once. If I fucking say to you after you offer me help, no, I'm good, then I'm fucking good. You don't have to, like, God damn it. Stop asking me shit. If I wanted your help, I would have taken it up after the first time. Like, you don't have to be like, are you sure? Get the fuck out of here, man. And then that woman got me all fucking on edge and shit. So, like, people are walking by and I'm all jumpy. Like, at one point, some dude walked by and I fucking jumped up and banged my fucking head on the hood. Or the trunk. You know when you fucking bump your head? Like, when you lift up and bump your head on something and you get that, like, fucking teeth chatter? Like, your jaw, like, bangs down and fucking clanks your teeth? Doesn't that suck? I heard like a motherfucker too. And then I had to like pretend I was all tough. Like it didn't affect me at all. Like I wasn't just scared. But the weights are upstairs. So go me. Great job. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. I feel like I forgot to mention Podbean the last fucking few weeks. But Podbean's the host, goddammit. Every fucking episode is there. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and all that shit. I'm on Twitter @JohnsonHateYou. I'm on Instagram @maybe5minutes. And keep checking my Facebook timeline because the podcast will end up there as well.